Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. In 2019, the European Union may reduce its membership to 10 states. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now I understand there's a group of European Union rebels who want to lay siege on Brussels. What's that all about?
2019 is a very critical year for the EU. It's going to change its face completely in terms of the European Parliament. And you must remember, the European Parliament is the only democratically elected EU institution. All the rest is appointed. But because this is the only democratic elected body, institution, it's like the crack in the door for democracy to come in. So we have, in May, the European Union is preparing for a very startling change where Eurosceptic parties and those that don't want to go with political union are rising to the top. In Hungary, they're saying even up to one-third of the European Parliament seats will come to Eurosceptic parties. The most interesting thing that's come now to my attention is that you could actually have a Eurosceptic representative in the European Commission. Now, this has never happened before because each of the 27 nations have their own commissioner. With this growing at such a rate, even the European Union, the Commission, will be affected. This is a big change. The Parliament will never be the same.
And will that mean the possibility of some more member states wanting to pull out like Great Britain has?
I believe so. I believe in long term, that is definitely the goal that some of these groups are looking for.
Technically, there are 28 member states. If the Great Britain Brexit takes place, there'll be 27. Maybe they're going to just all pull out except 10. That would work perfectly for Bible prophecy, would it not?
Well, I believe so, that the number now, 28, 27, but we know there will be 10, and the process of decentralization has begun.
John Rood explaining how the European Union could actually become a 10-nation governmental, political, economic power group in the near future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. My conversation with John Rood gives us a way that the European Union may reduce itself to 10 member states in the EU. That number 10 is what Bible prophecy actually calls for in the revived Roman Empire. Please don't forget that the European Union today is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire called for in Daniel chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 17. As we watch the European Union today, we can see how that prophecy is coming to a time of fulfillment, closer than ever before. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...